This is hour two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend to you, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Nice of you to stop by for a little bit today, but then again, we do have some of the greatest music of all time. And today in the showcase, we have Day Songs, Part 2. We began the series a couple of weeks ago and had plenty left over, so we're enjoying the days again. And for the countdown today, we've got the biggest hits from this fourth weekend of June in 1952. And we head back to the Billboard sales chart from that week at number 5. Here's Vera Lynn.
Again, don't let the teardrops start. With love that's true, I'll wait for you.
England's most popular singer during World War II, Vera Lynn. And she was at number 5 on the American chart this week in 1952 with Auf Wiedersehen, Sweetheart, accompanied by the Roland Shaw Orchestra, the soldiers and airmen of Her Majesty's Forces, and the Johnny Johnston Singers. It would be a multi-million seller, and it was on its way up to number 1 for a 9-week stay for the 35-year-old born Vera Margaret Welsh. Well, here in June, 74 years ago, the unemployment rate was 3%. The median income is $3,900. And it's a hot weekend for most of the country, so we pick up a new fan at $8.50. Or if you really want to get cool, there's a window air conditioner, but the price is $300. Well, if we're sitting out on the porch at night when it's cooled down, we'll listen to our new Emerson portable radio at $29.95. And for inside, there's a Magnavox Wedgwood TV, phonograph, and radio set all together. That's going for $5.95. In the kitchen, a GE refrigerator, $330. A Frigidaire electric range, $220. Toys for the kids this year, the Howdy Doody TV game. There's a Little Lady electric range, just $5.95. And a Gilbert tool chest, great for building clubhouses. And for the big kids, how about the 1952 two-door Buick sedan? Selling for $2,280. Gasoline is 28 cents a gallon.
You know, friends, in addition to being summer, this is also the time of year when more and more drivers switch to Signal, the famous Go Farther gasoline. Vacation-minded folks just naturally go for Signal's good mileage. But mileage, mind you, is only half of Signal's story. Just you talk with a few Signal customers, and you'll find they're equally enthusiastic about Signal's performance. After all, in order to give you such good mileage, today's Signal gasoline has to help your motor run more efficiently. And when your motor runs more efficiently, Naturally, you also enjoy quick starting, proud pickup, and smooth purring power. The things that make driving a real pleasure.
Signal, signal, signal gasoline. Your car will go far, will go by the gasoline.
Thank you, signal singers. I guess that's what they were called, and if they weren't, they should have been. All right, back to the countdown now. We're up to number four. Here's another version of Kiss of Fire, this time Georgia Gibbs.
I touch your lips and all at once the sparks go flying. Those devil lips that know so well the art of lying. And though I see the danger, still the flame grows higher. I know I must surrender to your kiss of fire. Just like a torch you set the soul within me burning. I must go on along this road of no returning. And though it burns me and it turns me into ashes, my whole world crashes without your kiss of fire. I can't resist you. What good is there in trying? What good is there denying? You're all that I desire. Since first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me. Don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me. Though it consumes me, your kiss of fire. First I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me, don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight and let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me. Though it consumes me, your kiss of fire.
There's her nibs, Miss Gibbs, Georgia Gibbs, the 31-year-old from Worcester, Massachusetts, with Kiss of Fire. That's the number one jukebox song this weekend. It's number two on radio after spending 7 weeks atop that survey. And it's the fourth bestseller on the Billboard chart this week in 1952. Well, summertime's here, and that means replacement shows on both radio and TV. On the TV side, My Little Margie replaces I Love Lucy. Information Please comes to TV, subbing for Fred Waring this summer. And also new is Mr. Peeper, starring Wally Cox. I've Got a Secret debuted on June 19th. And coming up on Monday, the TV premiere of The Guiding Light. It began on radio in 1937, but the last program there ran on Friday. Also ending radio runs, Mr. District Attorney on June 13th, and on the 25th, Halls of Ivy. Now, many radio shows are starting to leave for television, or run on both. But on April 27th, the premiere of a new Western program called Gunsmoke.
I've been hearing a lot about how fast you are with a gun, Dylan. Anything to it?
I'm still alive.
Yeah. This your hobby, shooting kids?
He was old enough to try to kill me.
I don't like it, Marshal.
That's too bad, Mr. Kell. The Chuck Kell I heard about would have loved it. They said he'd killed two kids under 16, one of them his own brother.
No, you didn't hear the whole story, Marshal. The Kell you heard about killed a marshal, too.
You made the bid, Mr. Kell. And you got a gun. Use it or I'll take it away from you.
Come and get it.
Anytime.
Here it is.
Don't worry, Marshal Dillon was faster. Bad guy now dead. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. That was new to radio here in late June of 1952. And back on the countdown this week, we're up to number three with the Leroy Anderson Orchestra, Blue Tango. That was the arranger for the Boston Pops, Leroy Anderson. He was a translator and interpreter during World War II and has been recalled to active duty for the Korean War. But before he left, his concert Pops Orchestra recorded Blue Tango, an Anderson composition. It was at number 3 this weekend in 1952, down after 5 weeks at number 1. And it spent a total of 38 weeks on the singles chart. Well, here's another bonus spin from here in the early summer of 52. Guy Mitchell had a top 10 jukebox hit with Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And I walk up and down neath the clock.
By the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
But I ain't got a thing left to hock. She was peaches, she was honey, and she cost me all my money, 'cause the world round the town was her dream.
Was her dream.
Took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with the sights that they never had seen.
Never seen.
If you should run into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, she'll tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is calling again about 8.
There's a pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And I've just gotta get 5 or 10.
5 or 10. From the pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Gotta be with my angel.
She was honey, and she cost me all my money, 'cause the world round the town was her dream.
Was her dream. Took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with the sights that they never had seen.
If you should run into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, she'll tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is calling again about 8.
There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And I've just gotta get 5 or 10.
5 or 10. From the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Gotta be with my.
Five-year-old Guy Mitchell at number 8 on the jukebox chart this week, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Backed up by the Mitch Miller Orchestra, and that would peak at number 4. And it was part of the soundtrack of late June 1952, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's part 2 of Day's Songs. Yeah, second go-around of those 24 little hours. And for this segment, day tunes that are weather-related. Leading it off is Matt Monroe.
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky, dare any raindrop to plop in my eye. On a wonderful day like today, on a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune. On a wonderful morning like this, on a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees, show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way, on a wonderful day like today. On a morning like this, I could
kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these. For the world's in a wonderful way, on a wonderful day like today.
Andrews Sisters doing Irving Berlin's Some Sunny Day. They recorded that in the springtime of 1948 with the Vic Schoen Orchestra. And before that, it was Matt Monro on A Wonderful Day Like Today. Sid Feller's orchestra accompanied him. That was a 1966 record, and it came from the musical The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. Now, not every day can be full of sunshine. We need the rains, too. And for that, here's Jane Morgan.
The day that the rains came down, love was born. a kind of a miracle, much too deep to understand. And there we were, so much in love. The day that the rains came down, mountain streams swelled with pride.
Saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Here's that rainy day. They told me. And I laughed at the thought that it might turn out this way. Where is that worn-out wish that I threw aside? After it brought my love so near, funny how love becomes a cold rainy day. Funny that rainy day is here.
Here's That Rainy Day, written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. And it debuted in the 1953 musical Carnival in Flanders and sung by Dolores Gray. But Frank Sinatra gave the song new life in 1959 on his album No One Cares with Gordon Jenkins Orchestra, and it pretty much became a jazz standard after that. And 1 year earlier, Jane Morgan did The Day the Rains Came. That record made the top 25 here in the U.S., but it went to number one in Britain. And like the Andrews sisters, she was accompanied by the Vic Schoen Orchestra. We're going from one day to the next on This Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and today we've gone back to the fourth weekend of June in 1952. And now let's take a look at sports. It's summertime. That means baseball. The Yankees lead the American League this weekend, but the White Sox, Red Sox, Indians, and Senators are all within striking distance. And the Dodgers have a 5-game lead over the Giants in the National League. The Dodgers would take the senior circuit pennant, and the Yanks would hold off the Indians down the stretch, and the Pinstripers would win the World Series by rallying to take games 6 and 7. Highlights from the field on Sunday, down 8-2 with two outs in the ninth inning. The Cubs scored 7 runs and beat the Reds 9-8. Stan Musial tops the All-Star balloting for a second straight year, and the Red Sox have sent Jimmy Pearsall to AAA Birmingham. In a few weeks, he'll enter a psychiatric hospital for treatment. On June 19th, Carl Erskine of the Dodgers no-hit the Cubs. 5 days earlier, Warren Spahn struck out 18 Cubs, but it was in a 15-inning loss. In tennis, Wimbledon's at the midway point. Frank Sedgman would beat Yaroslav Drobny in 4 sets to take the men's crown. He'd also win doubles with his fellow Australian partner, Ken McGregor, and Sedgman teamed with Doris Hart to win mixed doubles. For the ladies, 17-year-old Maureen Connolly would top Louise Brough in straight sets for the women's crown. Brough and Connolly would lose to fellow American Shirley Fry and Doris Hart. In golf, Julius Boros won his first tour title. It was the U.S. Open. He finished 1 over par, 4 shots ahead of the field. And in boxing, Jersey Joe Walcott defeated Ezard Charles on June 5th in a 15-round decision to become heavyweight champion. And Joey Maxim retained his light heavyweight crown earlier this week, June 25th, by outlasting middleweight champ Sugar Ray Robinson, who was unable to answer the bell for the 14th round in the heat of Yankee Stadium. He led easily on all cards. All he had to do was stay on his feet for 6 more minutes. Sugar Ray was going for the triple crown. He had the welterweight title, too. And that's a look at sports from this weekend in 1952. Back on the countdown, we're up to number 2. Here's the Percy Faith Orchestra, Delicato. Thank you. Stan Freeman on harpsichord. That's Percy Faith and his orchestra and Delicato. It'll be number one next week on Billboard's bestsellers chart, but it's number two this fourth weekend of June 1952 for the 44-year-old from Toronto. Hey, a few minutes back, we were headed off to the store. Well, we haven't finished our shopping trip. Still plenty of things to get. Heading to the department store. Ladies, umbrella skirts are $5.95 this weekend. They come in gray, black, jade, and navy. And a variety of summer dresses are just $5.88. And foam cushioned leather casuals with the Cuban wedges, $3.98. And men's worsted gabardine suits, $34.90. Lyle polo shirts are $3.95. All right, and our last stop is the market. Picking up a few items, especially with Independence Day coming and picnics on the agenda. Round steak is 97 cents a pound. Ground beef, 65 cents a pound. And frankfurters, 59 cents a pound. Gotta have a watermelon, $1.59 each. Cantaloupes are 29 cents. Bing cherries, 39 cents a pound. Seal test ice cream, a half gallon for $1.26. Or if you want to make some yourself, that's always fun. An ice cream freezer, $19.95 at Sears this weekend. And we might have to pick up a few other things like Ipana toothpaste for 37 cents and Listerine, a 14-ounce bottle, 79 cents.
In business, she's pleasant to have around. In public, everybody enjoys her company. In private, that special young man thinks she's perfection. Yes, she's nice to be near because she's smart. She wouldn't think of offending. She relies on Listerine antiseptic for that breathless charm.
He said that she said that he had halitosis. She said that he said it's true of some girls too. He said that she said the answer was simple. Here's what she said to do. Try Listerine, buy Listerine. Keep breath fresh and clean with Listerine. Try Listerine, buy Listerine. Keep breath fresh and clean with Listerine.
And another countdown bonus tune from this weekend in 52. Still in the top five on the jukeboxes is K-Star with Wheel of Fortune.
The arrow point my way.
After 10 weeks at number one, 29-year-old K-Star is coming down the charts with The Wheel of Fortune, a gold record that was sitting at number four on the jukebox chart this week in 1952. Let's give you another day song now. Here's Connie Francis.
Since the parting of the ways, you took all my happy days and left me.
Happy Days and Lonely Nights was a hit for Ruth Etting in 1928, and it was updated by Connie Francis 30 years later. Written by Billy Rose and Fred Fisher, Connie was accompanied by the Morty Craft Orchestra. It's that kind of day again on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, a reminder about the website, oldtimesradio.com. Find the affiliate list, our show schedule, and of course the Listen Now page, where you can hear previous shows whenever you want. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook. You can find us on X as well. And email Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Hey, here's our final day song this go-around. It's the Duke Ellington Orchestra with Ivy Anderson, Happy as the Day is Long.
Had my coat and vest relined. Take a look at my lapel, see the fall. Can't you tell I'm happy as the day is long? I haven't got a dime to lend. I've got a lot of time to spend. Just a pocket full of air, feeling like a millionaire. I'm happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair, and I'm having my fun. Am I walking on air? Gee, but I'm the lucky one. I've got my peace of mind, knock wood. I hear that love is blind, that's good. Cause the things I never see never seem to worry me. I'm happy as the day is long. We'll be right back.
Happy as the Day is Long, written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler, and first recorded by Ramona, the singer and pianist, in April of 1933. About a month later, that version was put down by Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra featuring Ivy Anderson. Well, I still have many day songs left over, so this will be another episode or two, but it'll be a few weeks until we get to it, because next week is our big Independence Day celebration, number 250, and then the Summer Spectacular after that. But we definitely will revisit day songs on Seems Like Old Times. And now we're up to the number one song from this fourth weekend of June in 1952. And making news headlines, the House and Senate approved a 10-month wage price controls extension bill, which President Truman will not like but is expected to sign. The Defense Production Act is scheduled to die at midnight. The president wanted a 2-year extension on controls. Meanwhile, the Senate has joined the House in overriding the presidential veto of an immigration bill. It continues the quota system based on the national origins that the president had railed against. The Steelworkers Union has agreed to a 12.5-cent hourly increase for its 10,500 employees of Pittsburgh Steel. The recent steel strike has gone on for about 4 weeks now, and it's forced Ford into mass shutdowns and layoffs starting on Monday. The strike has also paralyzed the defense industry as the war in Korea goes on. Earlier this week, more than 500 Air Force, Marine, and Navy planes smashed power plants in the huge Suiho Dam on the Yalu River and 4 other North Korean hydroelectric dams. Not one Allied plane was lost. And U.S. infantrymen threw back 3 furious assaults by Chinese Reds on the Korean Western Front. Meanwhile, here at home, on a hot weekend, the hot fight for the GOP nomination continues. Both the candidates, General Dwight Eisenhower and Ohio Governor Robert Taft, are exchanging barbs, as there's just over a week to go until the convention. This weekend, Taft blasted at the can't win label. He says that bugaboo's the chief remaining hurdle in the race to the nomination. Meanwhile, this week, Ike captured the heart of Texans. Now, a lot of delegates seem to be lining up for Taft, but a key endorsement would be Pennsylvania's Governor John Fine, who so far has been neutral. Fine and the 70 delegates from the Keystone State would eventually go for Eisenhower. Hot stuff on the big island of Hawaii. Kilauea is erupting this weekend. No danger to persons living in the sparsely settled area around the volcano, but swarms of tourists and locals have converged to witness the pyrotechnics. And those were a few items from the headlines this weekend in 1952. And holding the top position on Billboard's bestsellers chart this week, it's Al Martino. So badly.
is my heart, my life, and my all, dear. Please be mine and stay here in my heart.
Born Jasper Sini in Philadelphia, that's 24-year-old Al Martino, here in my heart. Al had been encouraged to change his name and get into the music biz by a family friend, Mario Lanza. Earlier this year, he took first place on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts and got a recording contract with the independent label BBS. Here in My Heart became a gold record. It earned Martino a deal with Capitol Records and a 3-week stay at number one, including this fourth weekend of June in 1952. And that's it for this week's show, everybody. We're all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.